Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are looking at the rapture today. Is the rapture really true? We are reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52. It says, "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will rise, imperishable, and we will be changed." Amen.
Amen.
Have you realized how fast time is passing? The older I get, it seems the time is getting faster. In the last 4 or 5 years, many people have died. Some were my family members, some were friends, some were work colleagues. It shows that we have to be ready at any moment. Yet the time is passing fast. We are so much busy with so many things, we're always occupied, that we forget that our departure is close. Many don't want to talk about death, but death is certain. As certain as you were born, you will die. That is how it was since Adam was on this world, the first man. Yet the Bible is telling that not everybody will die. Those who are raptured will see no death. We will be changed in the twinkling of an eye and gone. No death. To us, death seems terrible. Suddenly, we can't communicate with the person anymore. And this is very grave when somebody dies suddenly. Many of the people who have died recently have gone suddenly without any notice. So we miss them. Also, we don't know exactly what is happening after death. Some scripture says that we are going to paradise straight away. And some scripture says we are going to sleep until the day of the rapture. But it's not really important what happens straight after our physical death. It's much more important that we are ready and believe in the Lord and His Word and are ready every day. Then there are people who don't believe in a resurrection. That's really sad. For them, when they die, they think everything is finished. Like when a dog dies, everything is finished. But in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul is talking about death and resurrection. He talks about the resurrection of Christ. Then he goes on and talks about the resurrection of the body. And next, he writes about the resurrected body. So how will it be? He compares it to a plant. When you plant a seed, that seed will die. The seed is not coming up. The seed is dying in the earth, and something totally new is coming. What you see now will perish. What will come will be different. He says that if there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. And we read in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 45 to 49. "So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as the man from heaven is also those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. Did you understand? People of this world, they are dust. But those who are in Christ, they have a spiritual life. The Bible says that those of the world are blind, that they are dead. That is why it is so important to be born again as a Christian. A new life in Christ. We must become spiritually minded. Our thoughts should be spiritual. Paul says in verse 51, I will tell you a mystery. I will tell you a mystery. What is a mystery? A mystery is profound secret. Something wholly, totally unknown. Or something kept cautiously concealed. A mystery is therefore exactly, we are excited. It's excited curiosity or wonder. Something which has not been or cannot be experienced. And therefore especially what is beyond understanding. So Paul explains that he is telling us something that we cannot, that cannot be explained. It's beyond understanding. The secret is that he will not, that we will not all sleep, but we shall be changed. And this will not be painful. It's not something that makes you uncomfortable. It will be easy. The rapture will place in a twinkling of an eye. Immediately, suddenly, and unexpected. 1 second you are here, the next one you are not here. There are two types of trumpets mentioned in the Bible, which the Hebrews used for religious ceremonies and as a signal for the congregation to assemble or a call for battle. One is a trumpet, and it's first described in Numbers chapter 10, where God commanded Moses to create two silver trumpets to call the congregation and to directing the movement of the camps. And when both are blown, both trumpets, the whole congregation has to assemble before the tabernacle. So everybody had to come to this place. The silver trumpets could only be blown by priests. And were used to call the people to gather at the door of the tabernacle for the tabernacle of meeting or for setting the camp ready to move forward. It's interesting that at the rapture, both trumpets are blown, gathering the people, come to the tabernacle. The dead in Christ are the ones who died since the resurrection of Jesus until the day of the rapture. They will come alive. At the immediate second trumpet will be blown, and we are changed. And all, together with the dead who had raised we will be meeting the Lord in the air. So there are not two trains. There's one all together. We will receive a spiritual body because nothing contaminated by this world can enter heaven. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17, it says, according to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever.
Amen.
Today, many are afraid of the event. They hang so much on the world. They want to see their family grow. They want to make money. They want to build their houses or whatever. But it is a happy event. The rapture will be a happy event when we shall be caught up to heaven, not experiencing death, but just straight away in heaven where there is only joy and glory. We cannot explain it, and that is why it is a mystery. During the Old Testament times, they couldn't imagine anything like this, dead to be raised. But since Jesus was the first one to be raised from the dead and overcame the power of death, we see this is possible. Oh, at the rapture, we will be snatched away. Snatched away. Those who are still alive, when that takes place, will be taken instantly. Whether they are traveling, whether they are working, or sleeping, or whatever they do, wherever they are, we are there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are those who believe that the rapture will not take place. There are those who believe that the rapture has already taken place. And there are those who believe that only a few people will be raptured. When we study the Bible, we understand that the rapture is a reality for all of those who are born again Christians. Those who are not ready will be left behind. What a tragedy for them. The Lord said that the time of the following tribulation will be worse than anything that has ever happened in the world since the creation of the world. Whatever terrible war that happened, what crimes have happened, what famines have happened, what catastrophes have happened, were nothing compared to what is going to happen. In Luke chapter 21, we read from verse 34 to 36, but watch yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life. That means don't think about the worries of this life. And that day will come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. That day will happen without anybody expecting it. Whatever religion, whatever culture, whatever nationality, you will experience how it will happen for all. Jesus said, pray that you may escape the tribulation. The time after the rapture won't be the same as today. You know, when COVID came, how things changed. Suddenly, things were different. Suddenly, we couldn't move around freely. And still then, things have changed. But at the rapture, things would change more dramatically. Jesus, I pray that you may escape. It will be so terrible what is happening afterwards. So terrible. We cannot imagine how bad. Those of you who listened to the message about the book of Revelation, you may remember. It will be so terrible. And the rapture will take place anytime from now. Anytime from now. Most of us will still live when the rapture takes place. So we must be ready to be taken. As the rapture is so close, and because it will come so sudden, we must be ready for it. Maybe in 5 minutes it happens. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe in 1 year. We don't know. But we have to be ready. What if suddenly while I'm preaching, the rapture takes place, I'm gone? I have to be ready. 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Stand firm. It's so important. As the rapture draws so close, we don't have much time left. We must be ready ourselves. We must be steadfast and rooted in Christ. We must proclaim the gospel of salvation to as many as possible to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. If I told you with certainty that tomorrow you will die, what would you do? How would you live? Tomorrow I will die. Okay, what am I going to do now? Well, you would. What about your family? You would call your extended family. Hey, I'm going. Be ready. Be obedient to Christ. Who would stop you of doing? You would stop doing things that you are doing now. You wouldn't even eat dinner because tomorrow you're gone. So we have to think in that way, that we should be ready exactly any moment for the rapture. There will be no time to say goodbye. No goodbye. Duck, you're gone. There will be no time for anything. Soon, we are gone. Therefore, stop lusting for the world. Stop lusting for the world. Stop doing what the world does. Don't talk like the world talks. You know that soon, very soon, you are evacuated. There is no more time to waste. Live more consciously and live as this was the last day. Many care a lot for their children, and that is good. But do you tell your children that they have to be saved? Do you tell them about the Lord? Or do you want them to stay behind at the rapture? What about siblings and parents And friends, do they know the Lord? You don't want anyone to leave behind, to stay behind. If they are not believers, lead them to the Lord as quick as possible. There is no more time. Use it wisely. This subject about the rapture is big and it's urgent. Don't waste any more time. You know, time is moving fast, and it's moving fast towards the rapture. Live in the fear of the Lord. Preach the gospel wherever you go. Tell the people about Jesus. Christ will give us victory. Praise the Lord. We will see people being changed. You'll see people being healed. You'll see people being delivered. So be prepared for the great day. Be ready to meet Jesus in the air.
Amen.
Be prepared to stand before the King of Kings. The time is now. It has never been as close. There are those who said, oh, the rapture took place 100 years ago. He couldn't. Because today we have the signs that show that we are at the end. Today is the day that signs point directly to it. And when you listen to preachers, more and more preachers are talking about the rapture. When I was young, yeah, the rapture was there, but nobody talked really about it. But today, everybody's talking about it. Because it is imminent. So be prepared. Be steadfast in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.